2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're standing by for a big decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. But first, our top local stories.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Still unclear whether fall sports will be played this year at Utah Public Schools. And meanwhile, a youth basketball tournament has been shut down because of the coronavirus.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, whether fall sports will be played this year is going to come down to local schools and health districts. That's according to the Utah High School Activities Association's executive committee. They met electronically yesterday to discuss some of the issues that they're going to still likely face in a couple of months. Now, one of the topics that was discussed was the fact that Salt Lake City is the only remaining city in the state still in the orange risk phase. That means gatherings are limited to 50 people or less. They say that could complicate schedules in the fall with the gathering restriction and also with the current mask mandate. Ultimately, though, it's going to be the Board of Trustees to make the final call on this, whether or not the association will be able to sanction any of the games this fall. That group is set to meet later today. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, the Salt Lake County Health Department shutting down the Jam On It youth basketball tournament at Mountain America Expo Center because of a confirmed case of COVID-19. KSL sports reporter Spencer Linton continues our live team coverage.
Statement was issued on the tournament website in pop-up form. Due to unforeseen circumstances and out of an abundance of caution, the Rocky Mountain Showcase is postponed until 2021. We apologize for the inconvenience and late notice. Jam On It had every intention of running an outstanding event. Funds can be used for a future event or refunded.
Spencer reports the health department now conducting an investigation into who may have been exposed.
The Centers for Disease Control is revising back-to-school guidelines after President Trump this week tweeted sharp criticism. Director Dr. Robert Redfield says the CDC is there to help schools reopen, and he's not responding to political pressure.
The purpose of those guidance is to help local jurisdictions open their schools. It's not a question of opening schools versus public health. My position is that the public health of the students of this nation is best served by getting these schools reopened.
Redfield also says his agency is not revising guidelines, but simply providing more information.
The Utah Education Association wants to be sure the concerns of teachers are part of the planning for reopening schools, along with fairness for minority communities and rural schools. KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas has more.
UEA President Heidi Matthews says she's hearing from teachers who worry their school district plans don't do enough to protect them. Making sure teachers have enough protective equipment and training is one of four principles she points out in a news release. Others are making sure teachers' voices are heard as school boards make their plans, following the advice of experts, and making sure the needs of communities of color and rural schools are met when funding and resources are allocated. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
As Utah sees more and more COVID-19 cases this week, the state's epidemiologist says she is still confident those numbers can and will come down.
On with David Dujanovic this week, Dr. Angela Dunn says she was pleased that the Beehive State was starting to see a plateau in positive cases. She says it's fairly clear by now that summer heat did not help and can only assume a potential second wave might happen, propelled by regular flu season this fall. She says it's important now more than ever to continue with face coverings and safe social distancing.
And I think we all should take that individual responsibility to help curb this epidemic.
As for why some believe protests did not cause a spike in cases here, she says it's not clear, but that COVID-19 spreads more from large indoor gatherings than outdoors. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
It's not just new cases. Deaths are also climbing. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, California and Texas set high marks for COVID deaths yesterday. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says infection rates also out of control right now.
There's no way we can functionally reopen the economy or safely reopen our schools.
151 deaths reported in California just yesterday. 98 Texans lost their lives to the virus. First-time unemployment claims came in at 1.3 million last week, the 15th consecutive week above a million. President Trump has been focusing on jobs recovered at the same time.
That's based on a very strong foundation that we built.
700,000 fewer continuing claims filed as jobs slowly returned. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Glee actress Naya Rivera is missing, presumed drowned in Southern California. Ventura County deputies say Rivera's 4-year-old son found on a rented boat wearing a life vest.
There's another adult life vest found on the boat.
Her son Josie told deputies they had gone swimming together. And the Supreme Court expected to issue a ruling at any moment whether President Trump must turn over his tax returns. House Democrats and New York prosecutors demanding the financials. Court watchers are not expecting any surprise retirements, which typically come today. We'll break in with the ruling when it is announced. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.